So I was downstairs in the boys' room. I read to him, laid with him a bit, and he wanted me to hang out a little bit longer, and I was like, I really have to go and record the show. And he was like, what show?
Are you on TV?
Yeah, and I was like, no, the podcast. And he's like, oh yeah. So what do you do? I'm like, so I just talked into a microphone basically, and I FaceTime Amanda, and he's like, well, what do you talk about? I was like, mostly politics, and I realize he's fucking six and he doesn't know what politics
He
are.
doesn't know
So I
what
was
that
like,
is.
like Trump and stuff.
He
And he
said
was,
that, or you said
no,
that?
I said that. Because
Okay.
he knows who Trump is. Yeah, like Trump and stuff. And I was like, and I tell jokes, and he's like, oh, dad jokes. I was like, fuck you.
Yes.
My jokes are funny.
I like that he knows what a dad joke is and he's six.
Yo, he fried me.
He got you. And now here you are frying yourself for everyone to hear.
Can't stand him.
Yeah, that's not true. You love him.
Yeah, I guess.
You do. Stop it. I mean, kids. I mean, my 2-year-old is now discovered her vagina. And last night it was a mama has vagina, dada has vagina, and I'm like, no, dada has penis. Penis. Yeah, so.
Oh man, that's fun. So, welcome back to Eat the Press, guys.
Welcome back. Here we are. Another week later, and even more crazy shit has happened. How is that every week? We're like, it got crazier.
Trump's greatest accomplishment is going to be getting caught on tape doing election fraud and not getting impeached for it.
I mean, he sort of already did that. That was what Ukraine was,
It's just
wasn't it?
amazing that you could commit. It was a quid pro quo thing.
Yeah, but it was about election.
Yeah, it was about
He's been repeached. He's repeached. Who got? Nobody's ever been repeached.
Yeah, I mean, we were kicking around ideas for the show over the last couple of days, and I mean, it's lame to say this because people say this all the time, but I really did not have second impeachment on my bingo card. I did not know that's what we'd be talking about today.
I mean, I honestly thought that the 25th Amendment might be before impeachment, but I guess Mike Pence a pussy.
And Trump called him one.
Yeah, he did. I just read that. He literally called him a pussy right before he went to the Capitol to certify the votes.
Yeah, he said to Pence, at least according to reports,
Yeah.
and I quote, "You have two choices. You can be a patriot or be a pussy."
Guess he
That
went with pussy.
is such a mob boss. Like, this guy
Absolutely.
clearly watched way too much Sopranos.
He thinks he's a mob boss. Okay, so I'm gonna say something, and I've said this before, but it was on a pod that we never aired, in the beginning. It's a hot take,
Is
and
this
I
too hot
don't.
for TV?
It is. We're not on TV, so it's fine. I don't mean this in a good way, but Trump is such a coward and a fraud. He's not a real dictator. A real dictator would have had people killed, would have gone and been there and had the people killed. Think about when Saddam, you know the story, when Saddam had some big, I don't know, government meeting and everyone was there. And he picked some dude out of the crowd and said the guy was a traitor, had his men take him out into the next room and shoot him. Everyone got in line. That ain't in
So,
Trump. He can't do that.
we disagree on this. I think he does have the taste for violence.
Not
And I think.
himself, personally. No, he doesn't. He
Oh,
like
no,
he
he won't get his
likes.
hands dirty.
Yeah, he won't get his hands dirty, but I don't think he has the balls to full out be that, because he would have done that I mean, I guess that's what he was.
I mean, he
kind
of did that. He did sort of
he was
orchestrate
trying to
this
do
coup attempt.
So, I mean, if our listeners aren't all caught up because it's so many things coming out all at once, it really was an attempted coup.
Yeah, and it looks like there's a lot of inside work.
Coordination.
Ianna Pressley's, was it her chief of staff?
Mm-hmm.
Reported that the panic button in her office had been ripped out, and yes, multiple panic buttons had been ripped out.
Yes, that's insane. It's come out that I think some of the people who were at the riots, what are we calling them? I'm not calling it a protest. The riots? I mean, I know they're called the Capitol riots, but
the insurrection.
The insurrection. I think it seems like they had floor plans from some video that they live streamed of themselves. What the fuck?
Yeah. Man, there were Congress people saying that, I think Clyburn was one that said people mm-hmm. knew where I was, even though my office is unmarked.
Mm-hmm. What's her name? Boebert. Is that her name? The new representative was tweeting Nancy Pelosi's location.
Like in real time.
In real time.
Speaker has been moved from here to there. Was she the one who had been giving tours to people the day before?
Yes, that's what I've read. I think I want to say a representative. I forget her name. Milky something or Millie something. I don't remember.
Oh, New Jersey. Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey. That's what it is. Milky. What am I talking about? She said that she recognized people at the riots that she had seen the day before being given a tour. That's quite an allegation.
Mickey Sherrill.
Mickey That's Sherrill. It. Mickey, Milky. You know,
I mean,
it's all the same.
Honestly, it couldn't have been me because I don't do that well telling white people apart, especially when they're masked. I would have no idea if I had just talked to that person the day before.
I don't know how she'd do it, but I'm going to guess they weren't masked because a lot of these Republicans refused to wear their mask even when they were in a small, confined space after they had been whisked away to safety, and they gave other people COVID. They gave, Pramila J. Paul COVID, and then she's somewhat young. I think she's, like, in her 50s. They gave somebody else also COVID who was a recovering cancer survivor.
Now, I heard it theorized that they were not wearing masks, not for the standard, you know, GOP culture war reason,
mm-hmm.
but so they could easily be identified as Republicans by the insurgents.
Mm. See, I have a theory. I don't think the insurgents are smart enough to know everyone that was a Republican, and they would have killed whoever if they could have.
But if you're unmasked, you're Republican.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So,
and then we've also found out that freshman congressman from North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn, fave of the pod, brought, after whipping up a crowd into frenzy, brought a gun into the chambers of the House.
Mm-hmm. So
and his excuse was, I didn't know I could do that.
So did Boebert. She had a gun.
Marjorie Taylor Greene probably
no,
also.
No, that is that. Then maybe that's who it was. I don't remember. One of those white chicks had a gun. If they're such tough guys, why didn't they have their guns out protecting people?
Why would you bring a gun into the Capitol unless you thought that it was going to be seized? It's one of the most secure places. Now, I kind of...
Obviously, it's not. Obviously, it's not.
Yeah, but no one knew that unless, of course, they knew it.
Right.
So they're part of the conspiracy. But so I kind of can understand why Madison Cawthorn would bring a gun. Because, like, if shit pops off, he got to sit there and wait for the elevator. He can't just dip like everybody else.
No, you didn't. That's
Jason. He was there pressing down, just pressing that shit over and over, pressing door close.
No steps for him. Okay, that wasn't nice. We also learned that we're just gonna keep moving. We also learned that Trump, the entire time, was obviously watching it all unfold on TV, was giddy and beside himself.
Yo, they were playing ABBA songs and Lonnie was dancing and shit. It was bizarre.
Bizarre. So I had a working theory for myself the day after, and I think it's been borne out. I don't know if I told you, but I think I did tell you. I don't know that Trump knew all the details. He just wanted it done. And there was a lot of coordination, vast conspiracy, et cetera, et cetera. He was just waiting. The timing got fucked up, and he was waiting for the goons on the ground to kill people, take hostages. The timing didn't work out because the people got whisked away too quickly. But that's why he didn't call the National Guard. That's why the Capitol Police were underfunded or understaffed.
And there was enough evidence that Trump helped incite this that the House was able to drop one single article of impeachment, went to the floor today, and Trump was impeached with a total of 223 votes, including 10 Republicans.
Ten. And I saw a video, I think I want to say CNN, maybe it was MSNBC, Chuck Todd interviewing someone, just a clip. But the guy was saying how he had conversations with his Republican colleagues and they were in tears because they're terrified because they're getting death threats. You're still fucking cowards. How about all the people that have been getting death threats since the beginning of Trump being president?
And so many of them rode that Trump wave. I mean, I enjoy the reaping.
Mm-hmm. Not so much.
No. What's interesting, though, among the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach, the most surprising is Tom Rice from South Carolina, because Tom Rice is one of the House Republicans that voted to overturn the election.
Oh, wow. I guess he got scared enough straight. He got scared straight.
I mean, you realize shit's not a game anymore.
It's not. How can all of these people not realize that mob was coming for them? These people don't know who's who. I know the whole mask thing, but they don't know who's who. They don't.
I think it's I don't think that they should hold a public inauguration for Joe Biden.
No. It's really stupid to do that. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but there's like National Guard sleeping in the hallways of the Capitol.
Which I respect.
Why don't they get cots, dude? You were in the military.
I was
in
the Army, yeah. Because nobody gives a fuck about soldiers. And plus, a cot is just one more thing to carry. One of the things, and there are very few things that I took away from my military experience that were ultimately helpful. But one is the ability to sleep anywhere. I will use a fucking rock as a pillow. I fell asleep, and this is honest to God truth. I fell asleep at the hand grenade range.
What? Hand grenades are going off.
Yes. I fell asleep and caught a good 5-minute nap.
Oh, man. Okay. Do they at least get like a sleeping bag?
I mean, yes, everyone is issued a sleeping bag. You don't just carry it around with you. Your pockets aren't that big.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've seen the Vietnam movies where they're just, you know, trudging through the jungle and they got their whole pack on and one of the things is a sleeping bag. I guess you don't get that in the halls of Congress.
You know, the upside to Vietnam and everything I know from Vietnam about Vietnam, I learned from watching Cobra Kai this season.
Did you really? Oh, so what did you learn?
Well, actually, all the Vietnam movies. Apparently, you could just have weed in Vietnam. All the soldiers were just smoking weed all the
time. They were always getting high and, like, doing all the drugs and drinking all the drinks. And I was like, it's like a big-ass party over there.
Yeah, I got to boot camp. I was ready for that shit.
Nah, no weed, like that.
No dope. No. It was just some fucking push-ups.
Right. So, yeah, they impeached him. Mitch McConnell is saying he won't take up the articles of impeachment until the day before Joe Biden's inauguration. I guess if he's convicted, even after he's left office, Trump loses all the things that he would lose, whether he's still in office or not.
Yeah. McConnell's reasoning was actually pretty sound.
I actually saw some good reasoning, too. I don't know what McConnell's was, but I saw some from a historian I follow on Twitter, and he said a thorough investigation to produce way more evidence to convict will take more time.
Yeah, and that's what McConnell essentially said. It was like, it would be a travesty of justice if we moved into it that hastily. There's no way we could do a reasonable investigation at this time. And I don't like to give McConnell credit for anything, but he did come out and say that he believed Trump had committed impeachable offenses.
Yes, and I think everything that I've read is he's done with him. I mean, he got what he wanted. He got what he wanted. I've been really thinking about what you said last week when I was like, it's a liberal fantasy for Trump to face any justice. And I've come around a little bit to what you said. I think the only way is if the elite and the wealthy want him to face justice. He's, you know, there's no equal justice in this country. That's a fairy tale. So that will be the only way, is if they decide he's too dangerous.
I've decided I have a new preferred scenario.
Tell me.
With my preferred scenario, Trump is not removed from office. Subsequent to leaving office, he is convicted on state charges, and I think that will happen to the Southern District in New York.
You really think so?
I think so. And in my dream scenario, he goes to prison, but because he's a former president who wasn't removed, he gets Secret Service protection. So one Secret Service guy has to do his entire bid with him.
Oh, fuck.
And we have a buddy cop film of Trump and his jail Secret Service detail.
Oh, that's terrible.
Tell me you wouldn't watch that movie about a Secret Service officer who has to go to jail with a disgraced former president.
I absolutely would. I'm going to take that idea and I'm going to write it.
I've already copyrighted it. By my saying it on the show, it is now trademarked. That's how these things work. I own this idea now.
Is it? I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works, Jason. I will buy the rights to it from you for $1.
We'll talk offline.
Okay, great.
So those of you, we didn't discuss this last week, or I'm not sure if we did. The reason to go through with the removal of from office, even after he's out of the office, is so that Trump no longer is entitled to his government pension, which I actually don't really give a shit about the $200,000 pension. I do care about the Secret Service detail. I don't think a federal employee should have to risk his life to protect
this asshole.
Yeah. And the $1 million travel budget.
Mm-hmm. Also, we do know, I know you don't care about, you just said you don't care about the $200,000. Trump is coming due personally for how many? $500 million? Isn't that what it is? $500 million? Almost. It's a lot of money. Personally, he's on the hook for, not his company. He ain't going to have any fucking money.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank announced that they're no longer doing business with him.
I mean, you know it's bad when the bank that does business with every crook and criminal and bad person and arms dealer and dictator, they don't want to do business with you.
So you know what I've been thinking about? I sent you a tweet. There is a Twitter account called Whale Alert.
Mm-hmm.
And Whale Alert monitors the transactions on the Bitcoin blockchain. And anytime there's an abnormally large transaction, it'll just tweet it out. It's a bot.
Oh, it's a bot. Okay.
Yeah. A couple days ago, there was a transaction from an unknown wallet to an unknown wallet that was worth about $627 million. That is a colossal transfer of wealth,
and it's also,
between unknown entities.
It's also about the same amount of money that Trump owes.
So I was wondering if somehow that transfer is related to Trump. You know, I hate to bring up Russia because every time you mention Russia, someone's like, ha, ha, ha.
I know, but it's like, I know, I get it, I get it.
Yeah, like, is it Russia? Is it,
I mean, Saudi is it Arabia? CIA,
is it the CIA funding a coup?
And is that coup in America, in the United States of America?
Yeah, people were joking about it being a drug deal, but...
That's not a drug deal.
600 mil.
That's more money than some states have, right? I don't know. How does money work?
It's not real, first and foremost.
I know, it's really not. It's all gambling. I mean, the stock market is gambling, but Bitcoin is for sure gambling.
Bitcoin is so not real.
Yeah, it's nothing is real, Jason. Like, time is not real, money is not real, none of this is real.
So there is a new company that is partnered with the NBA that now sells shares of NBA highlights. Like, you can own a share of John Starks dunking on the Chicago Bulls.
Like, video of it?
No, that's what I tried to grasp the concept. They liken it to a coin, like a cryptocurrency. They call it a digital collectible. Now, you don't actually own the footage. You can't license that. Like, I can't sell that shit and put it in a Sprite commercial.
What do you own then? The act of him dunking?
I don't know. Ball sweat? I don't understand.
What do you own? Oh, my God.
And, like, one of those highlights just sold for, like, $76,000.
And then what do you do with that? You don't even get to have the video of it as yours.
You use it to fund an insurrection, I guess.
Jesus fucking Christ. There are too many people with... There are too few people with too much money doing this kind of stupid bullshit.
Capitalism is a farce.
So shall I say that my theory that I texted you earlier?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Fire it off.
So I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are. Obviously, white supremacy is the root of all of this. Everything that is bad in this country, I think, comes from white supremacy. I think the vehicle and the execution for our downfall right now of this country is the sickness that is celebrity culture. That it's infected everyone from a celebrity president down to, I mean, all the way down, Dan Crenshaw and his stupid 3-minute fake action movie ad for a fucking rally, all the way down to these morons live
streaming. Who sit in front of their computers and spot off their opinions for strangers to listen to.
Yeah, us, of course. Yes, we're obviously included in this. But the other people I was going to say is these morons that live streamed on Parler.
Parlay.
But they all call it Parler, but the French word is parlay. They live streamed their insurrection because they want to be fucking famous.
It goes back to that scene from The Wire when the co-op is meeting. And
I haven't watched that in so long, but go ahead.
You know, he's talking about, you know, the price of the brick and what the new plan is. And she's the guy taking notes. He's like, are you taking notes on a criminal fucking conspiracy?
Right. Yes, I remember that scene. Yes. What is wrong? Okay, so if our listeners don't know about this, Parlay went...
Parlor.
Are we calling it Parlay or Parlor? Parlay, the social media app for... for conservatives, got taken down. Amazon Web Services, Google, Apple, everybody said, we ain't fucking with you anymore. But right before it got taken down and wiped, some hackers, Donk NB being one of them, at Donk NB on Twitter, basically backed up everything from Parler. And that includes all the metadata of location, identities. These idiots who are uploading their government-issued IDs to Parler to verify themselves. What a bunch of morons. And then they're also live streaming their insurrection. Their location has been noted, GPS-wise, in the Capitol for where they are. I mean...
You know what's hilarious to me? Of all times in human history, this is the one when it is most appropriate to wear a mask in public, and these fucks are doing crimes with their faces out.
It's baffling, the stupidity. It is baffling. They would be within their rights to have masks on. They're not wearing fucking masks. They're live streaming it. Anyways, I think it's a sickness. This country is obsessed with celebrity, and that is the execution of bringing this whole thing down. Got a shitty celebrity president, shitty people who think they know stuff about politics, who have podcasts. I don't know. What do you think? Am I wrong? I think this country's obsessed with celebrity.
I mean, that is kind of our culture.
Yeah. Since at least Reagan, if not before that.
Well, I mean, when you go back to, I mean, America's a relatively young nation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people like to say that America doesn't have a culture. America has a very rich culture, most of it created by African Americans, of course.
Yes.
But almost everything that we think of as a uniquely American culture is pop culture.
Yes.
It's not high culture. And pop culture is going to be inextricably tied to celebrity.
Right. But I would say America is the birth of pop culture, where pop culture, I think, flourished, and we've pumped out our pop culture to the rest of the world. It's why a lot of people, at least years ago, were like, America's so great. It was because of our pop culture. They were consuming our pop culture.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, Black Americans could go to Europe and they'd be welcome with open arms because we were jazz, you know, we were the blues. And then, you know, when those countries started getting Black people who weren't Americans, basically, they were sowing the growth from their colonialism. They're like, oh no, we don't actually like Black people. We just like American pop culture.
Yes. It's white supremacy all the way down.
All the way down.
All the way down. So what do you think's going to happen? Is he going to be convicted?
Let me tell you what I would do if I were Donald J. Trump.
Run. You know, real quick before you say it, my friend was like, what if he kills himself? And I'm like, this motherfucker is never going to kill himself.
No, see, I thought 3 or 4 years ago that the Trump term would end with death by suicide. But I think he's just going to run now. He would be a fool not to run. I would not be in the United States this time tomorrow.
Yeah, he should run away. Not run for president again.
If you're listening to the show, you have an open invitation to come on. We would love to have you on the show, Don.
Oh, man, I would say so much shit to him. Why is everyone scared of him?
Oh, you know what? Nobody's going to be scared of him a week from now.
I mean, clearly 197 Republicans are still scared of him.
No, they're scared of their constituents.
Right, and he's inflaming their constituents. You think there's
going to... That's another reason he has to go to jail. We can't have him just in this country stirring shit up.
He's just going to go from rally to rally inciting a civil war. That is exactly what his plan is. He's got to go.
I mean, the idea of like a lame dunk, politically irreverent Trump, just like barnstorming the country, doing like a Buffalo Bills Wild West show of a rally for a bunch of sad rubes is kind of funny.
It would be if it wasn't going to result in people dying.
Yeah, it always comes back to the death, doesn't it?
It does. I don't, you know, we haven't even mentioned COVID in months, but it's bad.
I've moved beyond COVID.
Right.
Yeah, I can't live my life in fear anymore.
Okay. Oh, no, Jason. Is this going to become a podcast of adversaries?
Yeah, point, counterpoint.
Yeah. Well, any assholes of the week?
So asshole of the week emeritus, Rudy Giuliani.
Ooh, wasn't he just disbarred in New York?
He was, and Trump is reportedly insisting that his campaign not send any payments to Giuliani.
Ah! It's gonna happen.
Which is fucking delightful, because Giuliani went on Fox News in mid-late 2019, and I was like, people say Trump's going to throw me under the bus eventually, but I got insurance.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot about that. Who?
Boy, Trump better pay that man before he fucks around and finds out.
Giuliani better watch his back, because he might accidentally pulling Epstein if he's not careful.
I have no idea what you mean.
You don't know what I mean? He might kill himself, but not actually kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. We discussed that on the
show.
No,
he did not. He did not kill himself. Well, yeah, I can't wait for that. That's going to be some juicy stuff. Maybe the pee tape?
Oh, you know what? The P tape has to drop.
It has to. Come on, Putin. Give us the P tape. I don't want to watch it. I just want to know that it's real.
It's been real in my heart since day one.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jason, as always, until next week.
Our theme music, Too Cool's, composed by Kevin MacLeod.
Yes.
Licensed through Creative Commons. Thank you, Kev.
Please leave us a review on iTunes, on whatever podcast you app you use.
Rate five us. Stars, tell a friend.
Yes, please tell a friend. We're getting more and more listeners every day. Thank you to the
and
new
we love
listeners.
Each and every one of you.
That's true. All right, until next time.